You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. You know, in case you missed it yesterday, you know, the story has made the rounds that the initial responding deputies at Douglas High School were told to create a perimeter. Okay? Now, having been in the business of responding to emergencies in combat, okay, here's what happens. All right. The person in the op center doesn't know more initially than the people that are there on the ground. Okay? So let's just put me in that situation. And let's just say I said, hey, set up a perimeter. And then over the radio, Mike Musselman says, hey, Mac, Gunner, they're still shooting on in the building. We're moving inside right now. Roger, Gunner. And that's what that would be like. For those guys to follow that order in spite of what they were seeing through their own eyeballs is bullshit. It's absolute bullshit. So if you weren't around for the third hour yesterday, you missed that. Yeah. Oh, well, they told us to set up a perimeter. You're the first responders, man. You know, you think that guy knows more than you? If you do, then ask them, what do you know that we don't know? Because there's still shooting going on. We're moving. That's their job. It's what they're supposed to do. It changed after Columbine. You don't set up the perimeter first. At some point you do, but not right away. Initially, stop the shooting. So it's just, you know, so you have novices interviewing people, and they don't know what questions to ask. Right? They don't know what questions to ask. All right. So we're now time to just thought I'd throw that out as long as I was spewing a little venom this morning.
Not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh my God, it's early.
All right, it's Friday. Easter's coming up. We need to talk about lamb. Joining me is Lamb Lamb himself, the All Marine Radio head.
The Lamb Man.
The Lamb Man. Do you remember Lamb Lamb? What was that? That puppet? Who was that woman that did that?
Sherry Lewis, Lamb Chop.
Sherry Lewis, Lamb Chop.
Yeah, she had a little puppet. Hand puppet, she called Lamb Chop.
That's awesome. Anyway, first of all, how you been?
I can't believe I remembered that.
Yeah, no kidding. Blast from the past. Right, don't know what you said yesterday, but I can remember Lamb Chop from 90 years ago.
Yeah. Pretty close.
Is that amazing or what?
That was. It is.
All right. So anything exciting going on in your life? Anything new that we should talk about before we talk about Lamb?
Actually, no.
That's good.
It's pretty normal around here. The weather's kind of changing. Only in North Dakota when it hits 30. Do they say, well, it's warming up?
Yeah, no kidding. So you're getting to 30 degrees, so you're slowly but surely coming out of this.
Yeah, it's going to be about 35 today.
Ooh, we're pretty far
down. So we have a damn heat wave going on.
Yeah,
but
that's good.
That's right. It's North Dakota. It might be snowing this week, Sunday.
No, it is. You know, a lot of places say that. It's, as I said, and people now, as we covered the weather around the world, they kind of see that it varies more than any place, just about any other place. Okay. So have you been watching the Yankees in spring training?
No, I haven't watched the Yankees. I haven't watched any spring training.
What? How can that be?
Let's see. I don't get the Yankees channel like you do, but
okay, you can fix that.
I will look out. How are they doing?
Crushing it.
Are those big guns hitting it?
Oh my God, it's ridiculous. It looks like it looks like the All-Star game, right? It does. And anyway, so no, you know what? I'm enjoying. So my days, I get off the air at 10, and that's 1 o'clock Eastern time, and and so I do my post-production stuff, watching the baseball game. It's awesome. Get done doing that stuff. Get stuff done doing that stuff. Baseball game ends. Go work out. Go pick up Colleen.
Yeah.
And there you go. Here's a question for you. Colleen's high school. All right, I called the principal. He's a former Marine, and which is good. Yeah. I want to know about security at Colleen's school. In the school district, there's 4 community resource officers that are armed for how many schools?
I don't know, 20?
38.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's California. 38. Oh, my God. That's it?
That's it. So, but I would say it's not just California. The issue for school districts all over the country is going to be...
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be, we're going to have to harden our schools and hire people to do security... so that this doesn't happen again. And that's real money. So where does that money come from? And then the teachers are going to bitch at them because they want their money. And so you're going to have that fight all over the country. So, and so what it requires is a federal state solution, just like when we build roads. There's a federal share, a state share, and a local share.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to pay. A little bit, in the form of your local taxes to fortify your schools, because I just want to give you that little quiz. Okay, true or false? Russia's economy is smaller than Canada's.
True.
True. How can that be, Kim? That country is ginormous with enormous wealth.
Because it's run by gangsters, and the gangsters have all the money.
I know, but I thought gangsters were about making bank.
Yeah. Well, that's what they do.
Only for themselves. So once they make enough, like, Putin's rumored to be one of the richest men in the world, if not the richest.
Yes, if not the richest.
Yeah. Not sure how that happens on that salary, but he does it. He somehow, I guess he's got a good, what was Johnny Carson's investment guy? Dr. Vinny Boom Boss? Is that his investment?
Dr. Vinny Goomba.
Johnny Carson.
You know, see, Putin has everything except the shirt on his back because he prefers to walk around.
He's macho
naked in the waist up.
He's a macho, and the Russians love it. But honestly, I was stunned. Well, I was stunned by that yesterday when I heard it. I was like, smaller than
Canada? I heard it also, not yesterday, but a while ago, that Russian economy sucks. And that's why, you know, Trump not putting this more sanctions on, which were voted on by Congress, because he likes Putin for some reason, which is, I have no clue. My only
guess is that he does a lot of business with Russia. He has a lot of...
All right. Let's not charter the black helicopter yet, okay?
No, I'm not chartering. I'm just saying what I think it is. Come on, man. Anyway,
I don't want to get in an argument over. It was your boy Obama that hit the reset button with Hillary Clinton on the whole Russian thing. It's them who cozied up not only to the Russians, but to the Iranians as well. It's Barack Obama over the last 8 years that didn't confront North Korea and allowed China to set up shop in the South China Sea. You know, so
it's Obama's fault. No question about it.
Well, he's the one that thought he could, like, be friends with Iran. Well, if you look at what we've made China into, China extorts from everybody now. You want access to our market? Then you're going to put a plant here, and you're going to allow us access to your technology. What? You want access, or we'll boot your ass out of China? I guess we'll share then. And the path for that was laid by the senior Bush when he granted them most favored nation status, because as we bring them into the family of nations and the world economy, then guess what? They'll stop being the communist pricks that they are. And they'll become more Western, more like us. I mean, it's just this folly that we go down, Republicans and Democrats, that we think you can deal with dictators in some other way than by being tough on him. And your boy Obama was the worst. One of the weakest presidents in the world.
Of course he was.
Bush takes the cake as the
dumbest. Whatever you say.
Bush takes the cake as the dumbest. Okay? But Obama probably the weakest. And now we're like in shit city.
So. Yeah, well, that's right.
All right.
So it goes, baby.
That's showbiz. So let's talk about lamb. And then I want to talk about healthy food, because your wife makes you eat healthy these days, yes?
Well, I've been eating salads the last few days, yeah.
But, I mean, no, over...
We only cook for ourselves on the weekends, and there's not a potato to be seen anywhere.
Really?
And I can, every once in a while, I love sweet potatoes, and they're okay to eat.
Right.
But Beth doesn't like them, so I don't see them very often.
But again, it's not the potato per se, it's what we like to do to the potato per se, yes?
Well, potatoes are all carbohydrates.
Oh, and you're not you're not a carbohydrate guy?
Well, of course I am. Are you shitting me? I never met a carb I didn't like, for Christ's sake. My waistline loves them. I just try to eat like a goddamn bird. Sticks and twigs and leaves and, you know.
Okay, so wait. Yeah, so you sound happy about it. So as you stop eating like you used to do and you tried to eat healthier, because I think a lot of people, you know, read and they're like, you know, I really probably should clean up my diet a little bit. But I like to eat stuff that tastes good and stuff that's, I'd like to find stuff that's good for me and that tastes good. What is that? And
well, you take vegetables.
Yeah.
And you saute them with olive oil.
Okay.
You dress them up with seasoning, herbs, and spices.
Okay.
And I like wild rice. That's the healthiest rice for me.
Okay.
Or brown rice, which is okay.
Okay.
But wild rice, you had it. I send you some out there.
Yeah.
You know how good that is.
Yep.
Sometimes we're going to have hamburger patty and sauteed vegetables this weekend. We have soup early this week, vegetable soup. And so, you know, we just try it, and I drink a ton of water, and
this is coming from
either,
the king of ribeye. Okay, that's
oh, okay. I'll start out, and I'm sitting here looking at this lamb being carved up, and I want to go buy one this weekend, but I'll wait till Easter. I'll start out with yogurt and blueberries. And that's what I have for breakfast, or sometimes I'll have oatmeal and blueberries or bananas.
Are you an oatmeal guy? Do you like oatmeal?
I love oatmeal.
Yeah. Colleen started eating oatmeal. Oatmeal this week.
Who did?
Colleen.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Tell her the next time she makes oatmeal, is just before it's finished cooking, to throw some blueberries or raisins or cran raisins in there,
yeah.
And they'll puff up with the moisture.
Ooh.
Oh, mercy. You don't need sugar, and just have at it. It's really good. And that's what I'll do occasionally. And I like bananas and oatmeal. Once in a while, I'll have a wheat Chex.
Yes.
Shredded wheat, I mean.
Yes.
Little mini squares.
Yes.
And they have no sodium and no sugar in them.
Who likes that? Nobody likes that, though.
And I use, you know, I do skim milk. I don't do whole milk.
Okay.
Which I love.
All right, so okay, so that takes us breakfast. So oatmeal.
Yeah.
So what about lunch? What do you eat lunch? Because oatmeal for me, if I eat oatmeal, I'm not hungry for 6 hours. I mean, oatmeal.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah. So
For lunch, it can be anywhere from a salad. Beth made earlier this week a chicken tortilla soup without the tortillas. The Mexican soup is just kick-ass.
Yeah, delicious.
And that's got vegetables. And
okay, so a salad. Okay, so here's the key. Here's the key question about the salad. What do you put on your salad? Yeah. Do you put eggs?
Croutons,
bacon?
I put on a balsamic vinegar and olive oil dressing. Like yesterday, I had some artichokes, quartered artichoke hearts.
Yeah, those are good.
Some mushrooms, baby bellas, that small portobello mushrooms before they mature. They're like button mushrooms,
right,
but they have more flavor. I sliced those up, and I had the artichoke hearts, balsamic vinegar, about 4-1 to my olive oil, and then romaine. I love romaine lettuce, so that's basically the lettuce I eat, because it has the best taste, and it's crunchy. I like that, what else did I have? I had some cheese yesterday.
Oh, you did?
A couple slices of Gouda.
Gouda cheese. What's that? Do you like it? Any good?
Yeah, I love it.
Really?
I have these wheat crackers. They're called Ac-Max. They're very low on sodium and hardly any sugar, and boy, they have a nice crunch to it. I might have a couple of those with my cheese and salad, and that's it, and water.
You know what kind of cheese I had yesterday? I've been I saw this article about a guy who played in the NFL who lost 40 pounds in 6 weeks on his vegan diet. Okay?
Yeah.
And so I just read...
That vegan diet is
that's butch. That's
but you can't eat dairy.
Right. It's pretty butch.
It's all... I think you can eat rice.
Brown vegetable in the world. Brown rice.
Certain fruit.
Right, right.
But no meat, no fish, nothing like that.
No poultry.
No protein, no beef.
No dairy.
No dairy.
That's... It's pretty much.
That leaves out cheese.
It's pretty.
You can lose the weight.
It's pretty butch, yes? Vegan?
Well, it's ultra butch, but it's the best thing for a person to do to themselves. And
I would tell you, even if you can do 70, 80%, vegan. And so I kind of did what he said he made these. He made these vegan tacos, and so it's a gluten-free corn tortilla, which I don't tolerate wheat well. And
this is my wife. She can't eat it.
It's tomato, onion, avocado, cilantro,
yeah.
and a little bit of and then it had cashew cheese, which I never had before. So Colleen and I went to, I don't know what it's called out here, Sprouts out here. So looking for other kinds of cheese that weren't dairy-based. And so we found some, and it was, it tasted good. I'd say it's a step down from straight cheddar cheese that I was using. But I wanted to try it, because I'm trying to eat better. But I can't eat. I can't eat the bird food that doesn't taste, right? I mean, I can only imagine what a chore it is for you who has made and dined on great food your whole life to have to eat bird food. I mean, it must be, it must be.
It's a choice of longevity for me now. There are times when, I just say, F it, I'm going for the ribeye.
I can't take it.
But I can't eat heavy meals after 4 o'clock in the afternoon because it just sits with me all night long. And I gotta suck down Alka-Seltzer. And at night, I do miss that stuff, but it's okay. We had our anniversary, our 28th anniversary Monday.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Thank you. As sure as hell. I started my, dinner, with a frog leg, appetizer.
Oh, nice.
Have you ever had frog legs?
Never.
Oh my God! And people say, "Well, it's just like chicken." Well, it pretty much tastes just like chicken. But yeah, they were sautéed with garlic and olive oil, and finished with a little parsley. I had those, and then I had a ribeye with asparagus and mashed potatoes. And that was my anniversary. And Beth had a chicken breast, sliced sautéed chicken breast that was with the skin on. It was just killer. And risotto, mushroom risotto. That was the risotto was superb. And we had it at the new restaurant that was in Sanders Space. I sold the building to. He's an excellent chef. So yeah, but then it's back to twigs and stems and that's the way it is. but and then at we usually eat between 2 and 3. That's our dinner time.
Okay, so you don't
and
eat.
And then at night.
Oh, you have a snack?
At night, I'll have either one of those LaCroix sodas with maybe some crackers and a little cheese, and that's it. Nothing sweet. Or I'll have maybe a Bai, you know, that coconut water drink called BAI.
Yeah, that stuff tastes like crap, doesn't it?
Oh, fuck, and it's deluxe. It's deluxe. I mean, I love it. It's,
do you? Oh, come
five
on.
Calories, the sodium's about.
Tell me you. 10. You know what? This is like, what would you rather be doing? A lot of butter with a loaf of fresh, with a baguette and a big glass of Pepsi. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Not,
now
not
we're
Pepsi.
Talking about
I
coconut water?
Fuck butter. Excuse me. If I had my druthers, it would be a baguette with butter or make garlic toast out of it and have a bottle of Chianti or some kind of wine. And usually I drink a whole bottle as a sitting when I drink wine. So certainly half a bottle and save the other half for the next day. But that doesn't happen. I still have wines that are 25 years old in my wine cellar downstairs.
Whoa, I haven't opened yet. Well, you need to open them, man. You can't take that stuff with you. Have you ever seen a wine truck fall in a hearse?
Yeah.
No, you never have.
That is my hearse. The wine truck is my hearse.
The wine truck is my hearse. The Almond Radio.
And with my ashes, they're going to bury my wine collection with me. So yeah. In the hereafter, I'll have something to drink.
Exactly. I'm going to be in a huge vat, and I want every bottle of wine that I didn't drink, I want it dumped into the vat. That goes all into the urn, and then just let me simmer and saute for the next.
That's exactly the call. But then, and then I might have a, like with the LaCroix flavored waters. My favorite is cucumber blackberry, and that's got no salt, no sodium, and no sugars. And then I'll have one of these protein. They're not a protein bar. They're like a nut bar with that's held together with pumpkin and sesame seeds and stuff.
Oh, jeez.
And it's about
that's awful.
10 grams.
That's awful. And you could and you
that's
could,
it.
And you could be
and
eating.
That's it.
You could.
My big meal is in the middle of the day.
You could be eating a Snickers too.
No. I've had so many stickers, and, you know how when you're a kid, you go through different candy bars, and I started out with Clark bars, and that was my very favorite for the longest
time. What is the Clark bar? It's got kind of like isn't it kind of a brown kind of stuff on it, or is it chocolate?
Well, it's chocolate coated. And then it had something like a peanut butter crunch inside. and that was it. And it was just killer. And, but, you know, when I was a kid, we get done playing, around Little League years. We get done just playing in the afternoon, pick up baseball. And we'd go to this little convenience store. And I'd have a Dr. Pepper with an individual bag of Fritos and one of those, like a Twinkie, but they were called banana flips. And they were like a sponge cake with this banana, cream in there, whipped cream kind of thing. kind of like a Twinkie, but, it was banana flavored. And we'd sit around and talk baseball and
whatever,
look at baseball cards and stuff like that.
Trade them, yeah. Okay, let me ask you this. Yeah. If you, I've got a couple text messages from a guy in Montana. One's a picture that says, eat beef. The West wasn't won on salad. And then there's another text message that says, he's in hell. Now, if you knew what you knew today, would you have eaten differently in your heyday so you could still eat some of that stuff today? So if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way, or would you moderate
Hell
your...
No.
Oh, you wouldn't.
Hell no, because when we were growing up, Mac, as you well know, you do all the sports. You came home from school, and your mother made you do your homework for an hour, and then you went out and you played until it got dark or it was 6 o'clock for dinner, and they came home, and then after dinner, usually if it was summertime, we'd go out and play again.
Yeah.
And you're running around. You're hungry all the time. But I didn't start gaining weight until I stopped doing sports.
Well, so that's what I want to ask you about. As an adult, right, if you were to do it over again as an adult, right, and you knew what the latter part of your life, that you would be eating bird food and not Clark bars, would you say, okay, I know I don't want to do that, so I'm gonna moderate my gluttonous intake, and so I'll be in better health as I get older. If you had to do it over again in your mature years, would you change any, or would you do it the same way?
Well, if I'm in the, I would moderate for sure. I would do what I did with booze, growing up in an alcoholic, environment. I've always controlled my liquor consumption for the most part. I have my moments, but now I hardly drink at all. And I would do the same thing with food. I would eat differently, but I wouldn't deny myself, having a steak, as much as, you know, and I'd eat smaller portions of steak,
right,
and not a 12-ounce slab of prime rib or ribeye. I'd eat a 6-ounce slab.
Right.
And just things like that. But,
you know, can I ask you a question? Do you think it's hard in your business? In that business where you're up late at night, you're sleeping in, it's not the healthiest line of work, is it?
Well, it's not. But if you're an owner operator like I was when I got back from Europe, I still skied all winter long until I was about 55, 56, I would change some stuff, but you know, I pretty much like the way my life has been. Certainly lived longer than I ever imagined.
Okay, because on one hand, I was a little bit surprised that you said that you would change things. The moderation piece to me is important. Like, it's important to moderate alcohol. It's important to moderate your food intake, and it's important to continue to exercise, to be active, which has all different kind of benefits for your body. But and then the other piece of it is, you know, longevity. As we all get older, you know, those things will pay dividends if you're not overweight. And it adds to your quality of life as you get older, because you can continue to enjoy that kind of a moderated lifestyle, if that makes sense.
Well, you know, and I have, since I got out of the restaurant business, but when I was doing the owner operator business, I would get up in the morning, around 7 o'clock, sometimes a little earlier. I'd go down, I'd bake the bread, I'd do prep work, you know. Usually I did it all. It was, my joints were small, so I did it all. And then, you know, I'd go out and do some fun exercise thing. Usually went to the gym. And then I'd come back. I used to be able to do a power nap of about 20, 30 minutes. And then I'd go downstairs about by 3 in the afternoon and start my evening prep, put my prime rib in the oven, get that going. And then, you know, you're moving in the restaurant business. And the original Sanders had stairs to run up and down with dishes and food. You know, my walk-in cooler was in the basement. My dish machine was in the basement. My office was in the basement. And I mixed my bread and then brought my trays up to the main floor.
Yeah, I get it. It's a bit of physical exertion, but at the same time, you have a bar on premises. And it's just, in my opinion, it's just having had a son who did it and seeing the people that are involved in it, it's not the healthiest lifestyle. It's a chore to be healthy.
No, it's not. It's
a chore to be healthy there. I wonder, because you love food more than, if you ever want to see Kim floating, when he talks food and he's eating it and he's working and doing his thing, you can see it is his true passion in life, other than his wife of 28 years, Beth, and to moderate food. My God. But it's a better way. And so I was talking to Monique and Jocelyn Lamoureux before the Olympics, and they were talking about that they've cleaned up the way they eat, and they've always been pretty tight. But they said, no, we've had to, you know, as we've gotten older, now they're 28, still trying to compete at the Olympic level, and obviously they did okay. They talked about cleaning up their diets as well. And, you know, they said, you know, it's hard to eat vegan all the time, which, as we talked about, is pretty butch. Hard to find food that tastes good. And then when you go out, what do you eat? Now, there's more and more restaurants that offer you know, things cooked.
Oh, they offer
all kinds of stuff.
Vegan, gluten-free dishes. We did at Sanders.
Right. You have to, right?
You have to. Because that's just the way it's going.
But right.
Your metabolism changes as you get older. So you have to change your diet.
Your shtick.
But what you and I talk about are, a lot of your listeners like to eat the way we talk about, but it also gives you an opportunity not to eat like this every night. I wouldn't encourage that ever, but on special occasions, which we're always talking about, or in the summer with the grilling, you know, that those are special moments. So you want to do it right with the best product you can get, and so it tastes as good as you can make it taste. But you have to moderate everything now. It's not, I do anyway. I try to, and I think I'm doing pretty well. It's been a fun ride, that's for sure for me.
No, I think that even if you could do it, you know, 50-60% of the time, you know, I think it's that kind of moderation. But the trick is, and I wanted to kind of engage you about this subject before we talked about lamb, because the trick is finding things that taste good. Okay, so my vegan tacos, I sneak two dabs of Thousand Island dressing on them. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's tomato-y and tastes, to me, I enjoy the taste. So I'm not like 100% vegan. It's got to taste good to me or I won't eat it. And to me, they're delicious.
Yeah.
To me.
They are delicious.
Try that. Try that.
You can.
If you don't, so just try it. corn tortilla, and then when you flip it, heat it in a pan. When you flip it over, sprinkle the sprinkle yep. cheddar cheese on it. All right, so it's not 100% vegan. Okay, so so call it vegetarian. All right, and so then after you do that, you pull it out of the pan after the cheese melts. Onion, tomato, avocado, cilantro, and then put a little bit of your favorite salsa on it. And then I put a little bit of Thousand Islands on it, just a dab. And it's delicious. It's delicious. So you go from oatmeal to that. Now I'm to some kind of hopefully healthy dinner, you know, moderately healthy. But again, and it doesn't have to be craziness. You can be half. And you're certainly going to be healthier than you used to be. The trick is finding, in my opinion, finding meals that you like the taste of, like you like the taste of ribeye.
Yeah.
Like when I get off the air and I get
very easy to do.
You think so?
You just have to read and research, and you can find foods that are in your wheelhouse that you can moderate your diet with. And another thing is, do not eat late at night. You know, try and eat between 6 and 7 o'clock at night for your dinner, and then that's it. You're done.
Yeah. That's hard, though, because you don't grow up that way.
Well, no, I didn't, but, we might have dinner. Well, we had to be at the dinner table at 6 o'clock when I was growing up, or you didn't eat. And then dessert would come maybe a little later. You know, if you had more homework to do, you could have that act later.
All right, let's change. I'm with you. So I want this to be an ongoing dialogue of things that you see that and again, the criteria for our version of either vegetarian or vegan is that it tastes off the hook. Okay? That you know what I'm saying? So those are the kind of foods that, and again, my taco is off the hook. I'm not going to lie to you. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's not really my taco.
And
I got
you'll eat it.
Again,
won't you?
What's that?
You'll eat that again.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Now, anybody who doesn't like tacos, even though it has no meat in it, and if you put fish in a taco, which are very, very good, don't deep fry it. Saute the fish without any coating on it. And that throws you in a whole different bracket too. You still get the flavor without all the carbs from the breading. And, you know, there are places, especially where you live, that don't bread their fish. They saute it. And it makes all the difference, too. And you could do something like a pinco de gallo, you know, jalapenos, onions, tomatoes, lime juice.
Yeah.
Hello, Walt.
Yeah, no, I mean, on brown rice with cilantro and lime juice in there. And so it is a bit of an art. So we're going to talk. Maybe we should do a little health segment every week about another delicious. And again, that's a criteria. The twig thing, I'm not a twig guy. I will go eat something else before. I'll eat a ribeye before I'll eat a twig. I can't do that. So the thing that caught my eye about these vegetarian tacos or these vegan tacos was that they taste good. And I don't know because there's avocado, tomato, and onion and cilantro in there. I don't notice that the meat's not in there. To me it's delicious. The taste is awesome. So anyway,
because the taste combinations are superb.
Are superb. All right, let's talk about lamb for a few minutes, all right? We got about 6-7 minutes, we got about 11 minutes left.
Okay, here's what we're going to do with the lamb. We're going to start that we're going to make this lamb, if you like lamb, easy to do. You go to your Sam's or your Costco and you buy a boneless leg of lamb. And it usually comes in a net, which is like elastic strings to hold the lamb together because they've taken the bone out. Now, you take that home and you take that off. You spread it, open the boned leg of lamb out, and you'll see on the inside and on some on the outside, but mainly on the inside, you'll see silver skin. Now that's a, you can't eat it. It's just, it's a muscle. And it, they call it the silver. And you'll see some gristle. And you have to take a very, very sharp knife. And it usually, you want the, I use a boning knife, which is a handle with a knife blade about 3/4 of an inch thick. Down to about, to a point. And it's got, has to be sharp. And then you, you cut out all the fat and the gristle and the silver. And you do it on both sides. You want to trim as much fat off of the lamb as you can. And, then you, I'm gonna send you the information.
Okay.
Today on how to prepare this.
Okay. Lamb's pretty easy, right? Lamb is not too difficult to prepare. No, that's one of the beautiful things about it.
And what how you do it is there's a spread of parsley and garlic, and you make a paste. You roast the garlic in the oven, it's real easy and spreadable, and you mash it with the parsley, chopped parsley, but you marinate the roast leg in a brine of salt, sugar, pepper, and some water, and it, only for a few hours, and this lamb can be prepared the night before, which is monstrous to do it the day before. And then you'll spread this in, and you've taken all that garbage out. Then you take butcher twine, which is a white twine cord. You go to the butcher shop and you say, "Can I get some butcher twine from you?" And they have it on these big rolls. You don't want to buy one. And you take a bunch, 6 feet of it home, and or go to a store and buy a ball of it. And we're going to tie the lamb off, and it'll show you how to tie the lamb off.
Right.
And then you roll it up, and you tie it off. You put it in the fridge overnight, 24 hours. And then you pull it out an hour before you're going to roast it, start the cooking process. And like we always do with our meat and fish and chicken, let it come to room temperature. And then we're going to saute it in a skillet to brown it in olive oil. And then we're going to put that in the oven. And it takes maybe 25 minutes after you brown the outside, depending on how much it weighs. That's all explained in the article I'm going to send you. And then you let it rest for 10 minutes and then carve it up. And as always with the thermostat, you want the thermometer, you want it to read 120 for medium rare and 125, 130 for medium. And you don't want to cook it past that. Otherwise you lose the flavor and it gets too chewy. So, and that's it. And then the also like we talked last week, scalloped potatoes, I'm going to send you a spinach gratin.
Ooh.
Gratin. We're in Europe. A recipe for that. And so there you have it. Or always asparagus works beautifully with lamb. And it's a good time of the year to get fresh asparagus. Springtime, Easter time. But it's a very good springtime dish, the lamb.
I don't want to be the guy who because we talked about ham, you know, it was like ham, but ham with the gratin potatoes, delicious, right? You have it, and you're like, oh man, that's good. But lamb is, I dare say, better. It has the taste is so good, especially when it's well prepared. It's absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
Lamb it is.
There are lamb chops and you can do that, or a rack of lamb, but I want something that you can take to the table, and slice it, and there's no garbage on it and stuff. And it's easy to prepare because you start the process the day before. And we're all about having fun while you're cooking.
All right.
You can even drink a little Pinot Noir with that while you're cooking. Or box wine, whatever turns your crank. You know, it does not matter. What do you like to drink wine-wise? That's what you drink.
All right, here's an email for you. Mac, I'm really curious, how did somebody like Kim change? Because that sounds like almost an impossible task, to be devoted to great food your whole life and then have to go the bird route. How did he do that? How did you do that?
Well, it's called mortality. I know it's coming for all of us, but I kind of like it on this side of the grass, and so I just try and adjust my game as best as I am capable of doing that, and that's about it. It's not rocket science. It depends on how you want to go out and how comfortable you want to be the last few years or decades. So, you make the changes. You just say, all right, I've been there, I've done that. Now it's time to change my game plan on my diet. And it doesn't mean that you can't ever have another steak, another lamb chop, another pork chop, or another ham. But you just don't eat them all the time anymore. You know, if you save these kind of things for special occasions, whether it's birthdays or Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, I mean, you can't go through Thanksgiving without having turkey and all the dressing and potatoes and gravy.
Yeah,
come on, man. You're only human.
Yeah,
and you're only making this trip once, so...
That's how I approach it. Okay, so when I asked you if you would have changed things, your answer was probably done a few more things in moderation so that when you got to your 60s and 70s that you could still do some of the things. Because you were a man, truth be told, you were a man of, excesses? You love food, you love wine, and you had a pretty good time, yes?
I've had a great time. I'm still having a great time. But the word moderation has come into my vocabulary. But if I would have started that earlier, I certainly wouldn't have denied myself much of anything.
Right.
Quite frankly, you know, and that's what you have to, that's when you have your come to Jesus meeting, how you want to deal with that. And the sooner you come to that, once you hit 50, well, in my case, it was 60. I was still, hitting it pretty hard in my 50s, but I was still doing everything. I was skiing, you know. I could still, cruise around. I still had good legs then. But, you know, you make the adjustments when your body tells you to. Pretty much. It's not, like I say, it's not rocket science.
Showbiz? It's
just, yeah, it's just it. The way it is.
Okay.
Showbiz.
All right. So, hey, moderation is not a bad thing. And as much as we may want to ridicule vegetarian and vegan diets, those things help you stay fit. They help you stay healthy. And they help you eat bad foods for a lot longer than you will if you don't. So there's some good reasons to go ahead and do that.
That's right. You know, you don't have to be a food monk.
Yeah.
To have a good time. But you do have to pay attention to what you put in your body.
All right. Anything exciting going on over the weekend? You got any big plans?
Yes, I do.
Oh, what is it?
This is the last weekend for, we're talking hockey right now, for the UND to make the national tournament. They play St. Cloud State, the number one team in the country right now. And we're number 13. How we got to be that high up, I don't know. We've struggled. Usually the second half of the year we're strong. Not this year. A lot of injuries, more than usual. And so we have to play well. They're playing in Grand Forks this weekend.
Ooh.
Two games, Friday and Saturday night. So 7:37 tonight, I'm going to be watching the tube and cheering on my hockey team, the Fighting Sioux, and then same tomorrow night. It starts at 7:07, and then Saturday I will surf for baseball because it's getting into that time of year, big time now.
Yeah, Dodgers
start playing on March 28th.
Yeah,
opening day this year.
Dodgers, you got to watch the Dodgers. Oh, come on! You can get the you can get the MLB thing on your phone and watch the games on your phone. Yeah, you can watch. Okay. You could watch every Dodger game on your phone.
Well, I did not know that. Good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm going to do that. I love. You know that, Mac, this is our time of the year, really, is baseball season.
Yeah, no, spring.
It's
and then
162 games.
Hockey playoffs get going, so anyway. All right, man.
Yeah, well
first,
the hockey playoffs are going to be good, but we might not make the national tournament for the first time since 2002.
That's not.
So
there's
a lot on the line for those boys this year.
That's a community crisis, just so everybody knows. Right. Not being in the NCAA national tournament. That's a big deal. All right, big man. Thanks for the, we'll continue our discussion. We'll tie the vote.
I like the direction we're going with, we'll do a lighter side and then, whatever anybody wants to talk about. But
right.
Yeah, that's fun.
But the criteria is it's gotta taste great. All right, so we're looking for healthy foods that are off the hook in terms of taste, so that it's something that not you have to eat that you want to eat. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
That's what we're looking for. No twigs, man. No twigs.
Absolutely, no stems and twigs.
No stems. Yule Gibbons, be damned. All right, that'll do it. Kim, thanks for the visit.
My pleasure, Mac. Have a great weekend. My best to Colleen. And enjoy that beautiful weather you have out.
It's cold.
Sunday I'll watch a little bit of the Oscars because I love Jimmy Kimmel. I usually watch his intro when he starts the show.
Right.
And the next day I'll watch the highlights.
I haven't watched any one of those in years. I've never been a big fan of it. My kids.
It depends who the host is, whether I watch it.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess
he's a funny cat.
I guess I'm not interested enough. So anyway. All right, man. Good luck to UND. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too, buddy. Bye bye.
All right. There you have it. He loves food like you don't believe. What's really funny in that interview is when you hear him cuss. When he starts talking about the food that he doesn't eat, oh my God, he makes me laugh. I can just picture him too talking about it. Because if you ever want to see him get really, really excited, you should see him when he's eating something that he loves. It's like he's going to levitate. If we don't tether him to the chair, he'll be up on the ceiling. More of All Marine Radio coming up next. Are you looking for the perfect gift for somebody who's in the military, for a first responder, for a hunter, for an outdoorsman, or somebody that just likes cool military stuff? I've got the perfect gift for you. The Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with a serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at battlemug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. Battlemug.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.